Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Should we have a national register of wills in Ireland? Would it make it easier for families to track down a will after a loved one passes? Well, there have been calls on the government to establish such a register. They say it's available in most other European countries. But what about when it comes to people's privacy concerns? Well, for more on this, we're joined on the line by Gwen Bowen, who's a conveyancing and probate solicitor in the Midwest. Hello, Gwen.
Hello, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well, and thanks for being with us. I know that you regularly deal with making wills for your clients. Do you think this is a good idea, a national register of wills?
I think it's a kind of a bit of a buzz statement that everyone thinks, oh yeah, that's a really, really good idea. But the workability of it, I think, is discouraging, in fact, I think, to people making wills. We have a long history of people's wills is probably their most private legal document that they make with the solicitor. And we have a hard time persuading people and advertising to people how necessary it is to make a will. I think if they felt their confidentiality was being compromised, it could actually discourage people making wills. So overall, I think ultimately there may be some time in the future there might be some type of wills register, but I definitely do not think that we're in a position to start talking about this before we have much more of a comfort around people, you know, people making their wills and people feeling that they have the privacy and the confidentiality to come and speak to their solicitor about what they want. And it's okay. it's in the name. A will is, it's your will, it's what you want, and that's what you should be able to do.
Right. So you say the problem starts way before you have a register. It's about convincing people to sit down and do the will in the first place.
Correct. You know, we have, it's like how a register would work is very opaque. Like people say, oh, you know, we should have a wills register, but you know, how does that actually work? Who would run it? How are people to be assured that their confidentiality will be protected? You know, is it actually the wills that would be scanned to the register? You know, what information would be available online publicly and to whom? You know, all of those are concerns that aren't really being addressed when people say, you know, that there's, you know, that there's a big problem. The reality is that it's very, very rarely that we come across a case where a grant of probate has to be got from the point of view where no will was found and subsequently one is located.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, is there a problem with that in the first place? I mean, clearly you don't think that there is, you know, where people can't find the will or they don't know which solicitor the will was made with.
Yeah, I mean, like normally if people have never had a solicitor, okay, it's more likely than not that they haven't made a will. I mean, really, when people are passing through a solicitor's office a lot, they should be advised regularly, look, make your will. We have a very hard time convincing people to make their will. The probate officer, the previous probate officer to this one, when they were asked back in 22 about the issue, was saying that it was so rare to record it as a statistic that this happened. I mean, it is incredibly rare that it would happen. We are a small country. We are different from European countries in relation to how we deal with succession. And normally people will know if there is a local solicitor, you know, that would be the person who will have their will, or if it was their family solicitor, that is the person who will have their will. And we do have a system when people, families come into us and they die intestate, we do a search within our local bar groups and the bar groups that are adjacent to our county. So you'd find where the person had lived and you do a search with, which is a survey that goes out basically to all the practitioners' practices saying, do you have a will of this person who died on this date? Mm-hmm. And there is a kind of a local search that's done, which is a bit clunky, but we all cooperate. And there is a very big respect, I think, for people's privacy in relation to making wills. I do think, however, that people probably do need to take a bit more responsibility about ensuring that their wishes are made. And if they make a will, they need to inform their executors or their close family members, my will is here in this office and this is what you need to know. And it is important.
The biggest barrier to that then is concern, is it? Well, you know, some of us just don't get round to it for whatever reason because you think the day is never going to come. But for other people, given what you're saying there, Gwen, it's about confidentiality, is it? About keeping things private, not wanting to write down where you would like your assets to go after you die.
A lot of people, unfortunately, out there, and again, this is another whole issue, elderly people with assets, particularly those without a nuclear family, are very vulnerable to persuasion. They don't want to be taken into a solicitor's office. They don't want people to business, and they confidence that they can do and make their will in the way that they want to do without people knowing about it. People would be, you know, it would be anathema to some people to think that out there that some people would know that they had a will made and where their will was made.
And is the will a public document once it has gone through?
Yeah, once it's been probated, it is a public document. And, you know, the thing is that I think there's probably, you know, there can be cases where family members are disgruntled and they say, well, Mum or Dad or Uncle Joe would never have done this. They always said they were going to do this, you know, but people say an awful lot, you know, when they're chatting to family, or they can be led in conversation, won't you look after me? You know, they it's not necessarily what they intend doing. But the will, when it is publicly made, when it is probated, it becomes a document of public record. And in fact, anybody can take up anybody's grant of probate with the will and will attached to it after the person has died. It is that important that someone's wishes are carried out. Not only are they done, but that they're seen to be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people have a big problem with the fact that that's a public document then, once everything has gone through and everything has been dispersed. Is that off-putting for some people?
It can be off-putting for some people, and that's why, again, when people are making their wills, we generally tend to try and get them to keep it as bland as possible, you know, that there's not too many personal details or personal statements. Well, that would be the way I would deal with it anyway, in their will. Like, some people genuinely want it as a letter to the world and maybe to air their grievances. I would be discouraging that, but I think those people might not necessarily worry about their wills being made public. But yeah, they are made public at the end of the day, and they can be looked up, and it's.
Just coming back to this idea of a register of wills. So you're saying in some way there almost is a register of wills, because in the legal community, you're communicating with each other when someone passes and there's an issue around, well, who has this will? You've got a way of asking each other if you have it.
Correct. Yeah. And in general, in Ireland as well, you know, there is a bit more mobility now, but you'll know who someone did business with. You can look up the land registry. You might be able to see who dealt with an application for them. You'll know who someone has dealt with if they own, you know, if they own property. You may be able to take up, let's say, the instrument where they bought their house and see which solicitor dealt with it. There is a way of doing things, but in general, it's known, or else the community is quite small. Like, there's about 60 offices here in County Clare, and our secretary of our bar association is excellent. She sends around regular emails. It gives the date of the person who died, their name, and the person who's making the inquiry. And in general, that works very, very well.
Mm-hmm. And how are those records kept? I know we're generalising here, but say in your own case, because I'd imagine in the recent past it would have been a ledger that you would use, but it's probably gone digital now, is it?
Oh, it is, absolutely. Yeah, we would have it. We would have a digital register of the wills that we have. We also have digital copies of them. And when people make their wills in our office, and this would be best practice, we give them a copy of their will only if they want it. Some people don't even want a copy of their will at home. And we give them our business card, and we instruct them. We say, look, it is really important that you would tell your executor or your family members that your will is here, but you don't need to show them your will. And indeed, we'd advise against it, because people get expectations. Wills are so private because they're not like a transfer document or a deed. They only speak from the moment of death, and someone is entitled to change their mind at any stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the fear of...
Why do you think, sorry Gwen to cut across you, why do you think it is that this register of wills seems to work in other EU countries, but you're very convinced that it's not going to work here?
Well, succession law in other EU countries is different. There's forced heirship, and I think that's been kind of ignored by people talking about why we need to have a wills register. Like, there is in other countries, you don't have freedom of testation that you have in Ireland. So I think that's been always very central to the way we do our wills.
We have more choice around what we're doing with our assets here.
Yeah. No, there is controls. Like, if someone decides to abandon their infant children and not leave them anything, there is mechanisms and there is case law, and people will know where there's a valid claim. There is ways to deal with people who behave very unfairly in their wills. Spouses are very protected in wills. There is succession rights. There's legal rights shares, for example. So there are protections that are there. But in general, let's say if I am an unmarried man or woman, and I have, you know, I have all of my assets and I choose who I want to give them to, my brothers or sisters and nephews and nieces cannot tell me what to do.
Yes.
As long as I'm capable of knowing, I can do what I want. In fairness, as I say, it's my money. You know, I should be able to do what I want to do with it.
Gwen, it's very interesting to talk to you about all of this. Thank you very much for your time today. Gwen Bowen there, conveyancing and probate solicitor in the Midwest.